Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The fifth hearing into the U.S. Capitol riot, the congressional panel laid out its case that former President Donald Trump pressured the Department of Justice to overturn the 2020 presidential election result. One central figure emerged, Jeffrey Clark. He's an environment attorney at the Department of Justice who was apparently willing to go along with the president's alleged scheme. A Trump ally whose home was raided by the FBI on Wednesday. Now, Mr. Trump even tipped Mr. Clark to replace the acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, during the final days of his presidency. Mr. Rosen and other former top DOJ officials told the hearing that they repeatedly pushed back on pressure from Mr. Trump due to lack of evidence, to the point they were threatened with the sack. Now, they were apparently pressured to send out a letter drafted by Jeffrey Clark claiming significant concerns with the vote in Georgia. Mr. Rosen said he met the president virtually every day except for Christmas to discuss electoral fraud, while his deputy talked about a damning handwritten note.
So there were different things raised at different parts of, or different intervals, with the common theme being his dissatisfaction about what the Justice Department had done to investigate election fraud. I will say that the Justice Department declined all of those requests.
You also noted that Mr. Rosen said to Mr. Trump, quote, DOJ can't and won't snap its fingers and change the outcome of the election. How did the president respond to that, sir?
He responded very quickly and said, essentially, that's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm just asking you to do is just say it was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman.
So, Mr. Donahue, that's a direct quote from President Trump, correct?
That's an exact quote from the president, yes.
All right, Simon Marks is tracking the hearings for us and joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Simon, a lot has been said about Jeffrey Clark and his alleged role in trying to overturn the election. So give us the big picture here. What is the significance of all that's been said today?
Well, it was an absolutely bombshell afternoon of revelation upon revelation that really demonstrated just how close to the edge of the abyss former President Donald Trump and some of his top lieutenants took American democracy. And in essence, we were hearing today about a sort of a two-part operation by Donald Trump. First of all, efforts in the courts led by Rudy Giuliani and other members of the president's legal team to try and establish their claim that the election had been rigged. And then when all of those failed and they were all thrown out of courtroom after courtroom by judge after judge, then former President Donald Trump, in the dying days of his administration, sought essentially to turn the Department of Justice into an extension of his own legal team. And his plan evidently was to appoint a sympathetic acting assistant attorney general, Jeffrey Clark, the man whose home was raided by the FBI on Wednesday, who had to stand on the pavement in his pajamas watching FBI agents remove electronic devices from his residence just outside Washington. The plan was to name him acting attorney general, and then a variety of senior figures within the Department of Justice offered dire warnings of the consequences of doing that and the risks that the president was taking.
And so the story is not going to be that the Department of Justice has found massive corruption that would have changed the result of the election. It's going to be the disaster of Jeff Clark. And I think at that point, Pat Cipollone said, yeah, this is a murder-suicide pact, this letter.
Steve pointed out that Jeff Clark would be left leading a graveyard, and that comment clearly had an impact on the president. The leadership will be gone. Jeff Clark would be left leading a graveyard.
This was a devastating day of testimony as far as Donald Trump is concerned, especially with a light on his possible plans to run again for the presidency in 2024. We saw an opinion poll today released by Quinnipiac University that shows 6 Americans in 10 say that they believe that Donald Trump bears some responsibility or lots of responsibility for the events of January the 6th. And we saw one conservative talk radio host, very supportive of Donald Trump, actually asking him within the last couple of days whether there is any prospect that at some point he might be led from Mar-a-Lago in shackles himself to face criminal charges. So there is a sense here that over the course of not just today, but the past week, President Trump's circumstances have become graver than they were before the public hearings that we've witnessed this week.
And those Capitol riot hearings are going to be extended until July. Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks, live in Washington, D.C.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.